Welcome to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Wednesday, July the 5th, 2023. It is 6:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This was supposed to be the bedroom conversation for the energy of Libra, specifically Pluto, Saturn, and Venus placements. To cut it short and to summarize everything that I got to see, somebody's coming in with commitment or a contract of some kind, basically trying to reconcile or trying to make amends before things really get exposed, okay? Use appropriate discernment in any type of settlements or contracts or negotiations that you review. Move with grace, okay? Be patient, be understanding. Whoever's coming forward has really done a lot of stuff. For some of you, they played a hand in a lot of your endings, okay? Whether that's endings in career, relationships, stability of any kind. Some of you, there's an individual coming forward with some level of communication that will let you know they played a hand in those dealings, okay? Some of you are going to realize that the individual could have interfered in the various parts of your life. And they want to resolve this. They want to move forward from this. They think that with patience and putting things into alignment, that they can get you at a good position that would give you no choice but to agree or reconcile or settle or see things that is in a favorable manner for them. Some of you, this individual seriously wants reconciliation. They could have had their hands dirty because of the individuals that they were dealing with or the individuals that they got involved in this. It's almost like that little boy who cried wolf, but he cried wolf to his friends and his friends all ganged up and they were like, okay, we're going to go and take care of this and we're going to drag this and we're going to do that and we're going to do the most, right? And then come to find out that the wolf they were pursuing was actually this little loyal dog. They did the most. So some communications coming through, some honest communications coming through. They may try to sugarcoat this. I'm keep getting they're going to try to soften it up. They're hoping enough time has gone by that can kind of save their ass a little bit, saves them from completely exposing all of the things that they did or the ways that they did them, right? But unfortunately, the knowledge that's coming through, the minute they start speaking, the things that they're leaving out should be a trigger for you. You should start connecting dots almost instantly. Some of Libra energy has been reflecting on a dynamic for quite some time. And it, again, none of this has to be relationships. Bedroom conversations are private personal conversations, things that people are having kind of in the dark, okay? Or it could just be in the intellectual realm. It's not always, the latter. So Libra energy, you or someone else has been really studying this dynamic. It's almost like you've just been observing intellectual levels of observing and keeping your mouth shut. People are wanting to know how much you know. They want to know what you know because they want to know what they don't have to discuss. They want to know how much you know, so how much can they actually get away with? There was some external influences at play, regardless of what that might mean for you. Some people, it's a fixed candle. Other people, it's candle after candle after candle after candle. And for others of you, it's just real manipulation. It's real slander on your name. It's really reaching out to probably any and every person you've ever been involved with, trying to dig up dirt on you to embarrass you or somehow, some way, I don't know, it feels like a tit for tat kind of vibe. It almost feels like somebody's ego got bruised so badly that they literally were willing to dig up any and everything that they could. And you, or this Libra energy, has just been reflecting on it, and it's kind of like, well, judgment's here now. You know, it's like the guy who tells the wife, don't go food shopping, we can work with what you have, I'm going to go fishing and I'm going to bring home supper. And then they walk in through the door and it's kind of like judgment time. Did you bring home supper or did you stop at the market and buy more fish? Kind of deal. Some of you are cutting cords. You're cutting cords. You're literally, if you haven't already been in this energy, you're stepping into this energy of taking those swords right out of your chest and just using it to cut away anything that's still attached to you. Okay? It's like you don't care if it hurts. You don't care how much it bleeds. You're ready to just cut those cords. You're ready to sever those ties. Think about that documentary on The Secret Life of Water. When the scientists put the water in a negative, low vibrational dynamic where they talk hatred and painful vibrations into the water's space, the water calls back its energy, right? The energy that's influencing the water is what I should be saying, calls back its energy, and the water appears to be dead. It appears as if it's lifeless. But when you start praying over it and you start giving it love, it comes back. And it reflects what you give. When you call back your energy, when you call back your power, it literally is no different than that water being there lifeless. And this individual has been calling out and doing any and everything that they can to be favored, to have some privacy in their dealings, to hide some things, especially when it pertains to the morals. Because they do want to see a life with you. They do see a life with you. And they do want to move forward. I'm getting strong high priestess vibes. They probably see something in you now that they didn't see in you before. Or whatever's been going on, it kind of illuminated things differently. Or for some of you, it's that energy of if you can't beat them, might as well join them. Take it how it fits.